B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
First time?
Uh-huh. You?
Six.
All right, welcome to the program, Felger Maserati on a Monday. That's where we're going to start. That's a fun little doohickey right there.
Good, you.
That's a fun little peachy little thing for us. Maz alongside here in our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester, Big Jim Murray in our update studio. Tom Brady and his spot there on the Paul Rudd Netflix series, a clip of which came out over the weekend and which Tom Brady responded angrily to. We'll play the whole locker room conversation that I thought was fascinating and engaging. We'll take your thoughts and we'll get your thoughts here in the studio first of all. What are your thoughts on that story, first of all?
So when I first saw it on Twitter, and I think you started this whole firestorm. Weren't you the first one to tweet it out?
That would be me, yes. Simply out of boredom, because I had heard about the show, and I like Buzz, and I had a Buzz on after dinner. I was like, hey, you know what? I'll watch this thing. And 10 minutes in, wouldn't you know, I'm like half in the bag, and I look, I'm like, what? What? Huh? What did I say? Huh? The hell did I just say? What? Huh?
So that was you clipped it yourself?
Yeah. So I then rewound it. And then I was like, you know what? The people need to see this. So I taped it and I put it on Twitter.
How do you tape it? Did you like put your phone up to the TV and taped it off the TV?
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
In fact, his tweet even said, make sure you watch the whole thing. It pays off at the end. If I'm right, something
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
When I sent it to you guys. Yeah.
Okay. So when I saw it, I went, come on. Is this for real? Like, I thought somebody actually, somehow manufactured it, and it was the equivalent of a Photoshop. I went, is this for real? And then I started to realize it was. And here's the conclusion I have come to get right to the point. I can't imagine that Tom Brady knowingly took a shot at Robert Kraft. I can't imagine that he did. And so, look, I I'm sorry if that isn't sexy enough for a lot of people who want to hear me rip Brady's face off. But with regard to that, I have a hard time believing, knowing what we know about Brady, that he did the whole thing knowing, oh, this is going to make Kraft look like a jackass. I just don't believe that. I don't. How it happened, I don't know. I read and heard the same things everyone else has, from the green screen to anything else. And somewhere, somehow, somebody screwed up. But I don't think Brady did it with the intention of making Kraft look bad.
And I would agree with that. Not originally. But something does not add up.
Agreed.
You have to admit that something does not add up.
Totally agree.
When I came in here Saturday morning, and I watched the whole episode, and yes, me just putting it up there with the, the emoji time and time again, it just looks weird. I don't know how you don't look at that and even know the context of the show, because the spa is about cloning and not the... So that even said, I don't know, how do you not look at that and say, oh, this is a shot? Now that I find out about the green screen thing, I do believe, I take him at his word, I do think he got duped by this producer. But at the time when I came in here to talk about it Saturday morning, I don't know, considering his attitude, the contentious contract negotiations, how he's talked about lack of help on the offense, just how he's carried himself, really, over the last year or so, I was like, oh, no, he did this on purpose. This was a shot. While funny, I don't want to come off as a prude, I do think it was a funny thing. What are you doing, dude? He's still your boss. I thought it was a shot. But now that we know about the green screen and all this other stuff, I do think he likely got duped.
Okay. Duped by who?
The producer.
So they didn't tell him it was coming out of an Asian spa?
I think.
See,
I don't know. Something doesn't add up,
So here's what doesn't add up. I don't believe the scene was written to take a shot at Kraft. I don't think that they approached Brady with the thought of taking a shot at Kraft. I'd take Brady at his word. It was written 4 years ago. He was approached 1 year ago. Fine. It was shot 2 months ago. So it was shot well after the Orchids of Asia thing. Okay? So are you saying that the producers didn't tell him that he'd be coming out of an Asian massage parlor in a strip mall? And, okay, if they didn't, then they didn't. But then after the fact, I mean, there was no... hey Tom, here's the scene. If he's in front of a green screen, they still have to describe to him what's going to be on the green screen. You can't. You're on a mountain range in the Swiss Alps. No. You're coming out of a massage parlor in a strip mall. Right? They had to have told him that.
I think.
Okay, if they didn't, they said, what? You're coming out of a health spa. And he just thought it was like a health spa, like I'm coming out of some sort of fancy spa at the Ritz-Carlton. Okay. Then they actually produce it. They post-produce it. You're telling me his people never get a look at it?
So that's the part right. I don't get either.
Okay, so don't tell me that at some point it all came together before it originally aired or dropped, whatever, downloaded Friday night. Is that right, Murray?
Yeah.
Is that the first time?
Yeah, it came out Friday.
It is impossible for me to believe, and this what is does not add up, that at some point before Friday it becoming public, that Brady and or his people aren't aware of the fact that he's coming out of the Happy Top, is that what it's called?
Top Happy Spa.
The Top Happy Asian Spa, and it's not immediately
with the Chinese
available,
characters.
But there's Chinese characters up on the signage. Don't tell me that at some point before Friday, he or his people don't know what that scene is. Of course they do.
Right, so he can't plead ignorant here, and him being as defiant as he was at his locker Saturday afternoon, like, that doesn't make sense. Like, so you didn't see it before it was released? Like,
and I refuse to believe that his people knew and held it from him. Refuse to believe it. That some alarm didn't go off. Wait a minute. You're going to do a scene where you're walking out of an Asian massage parlor, and you walk out, and you're like, ah, that felt good. You know, and that months after your owner's arrest for the same thing, and no one's going to make you aware of it? He was aware of it. He had to have been. Don't tell me he wasn't aware of it.
So look.
So then at some level, he says, and I think this ties into what you're talking about, Murray, this thing with Brady this year. And it is during his contract negotiations. Go ask the owner. You know, sort of, oh, I'm just kidding. Sort of half in jest. You know what it feels like to me? That he knew about it and said, it's fine. It's fine. It's not. We're talking about cloning. We're not talking about a happy ending. And screw it. I'm done, like, tiptoeing around these people. I'm done tiptoeing around my weapons. I'm done tiptoeing around my contract. I'm done tiptoeing around the owner and his overwrought, oversensitive, massive ego. And he's got a problem with his thing in Florida. It's not my issue. This thing's about cloning, and he'll deal with it. Like, that to me feels like more of like what it is. It wasn't predetermined. It wasn't premeditated. It wasn't the intent. But don't tell me that at some point he doesn't know what's going to be on there.
I think he get defensive because after the fact he realized that, oh boy, did that look bad. That's what I think. So I don't know. Maybe I'm saying the same thing you are.
Well, so I find the defensiveness ridiculous, and we'll play it for you right now. Like, Tommy, you just filmed a scene coming out of an Asian massage parlor with this look on your face like, ha, yeah. Just months after your boss got arrested for the exact thing. And you're wondering why people are asking you about it? Or you are indignant that people are drawing a conclusion? Come on, man. Like, come on.
Well, especially when, and he's as guilty of it as anybody, in this day and age, you go on and like someone's Instagram post, you go on and like someone's tweet, you know, Danny Amendola leaves Go Out and Be Free, and they all like the post. Like, they're all making a statement there about ownership or the culture, and that's not ownership.
But at least those statements, Maz, are a little vague. So, this isn't vague at all.
So let's get to Brady's, you know, his indignant nature there in the locker room on Saturday. Thank God for Channel 7. I think they're the one media entity in town that the Patriots don't have their hooks into with some sort of a rights agreement of some way, so they can just do their job without having to worry about it. So thank God for these guys. And it's Dan Housley was today. Boy, is this guy a weasel. Love him. And I said it with all the love and respect in my heart. Thank God for this guy. But it's the one team, I don't think, they don't have a rights agreement with the team, right? So there's no sort of call upstairs, and here's Stacy's call, and it's like, no, they can just do their job. So thank God we still have at least one that can just do it. And so Dan Housley shows up in the locker room on Saturday, and here's the whole thing. It's 2.5 minutes, okay? So take it away, Danny.
Ready? So,
well, some of these guys might want to talk about football, but I want to ask you about this video that's making the rounds on Twitter.
Just stop there. Like, right then and there, it's like, oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, right out of the gate. Right out of the gate.
The tone alone. Like, gotcha.
I don't know Housley, but he strikes me as our Geraldo.
So, anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, some of these guys might want to talk about football, but I want to ask you about this video that's making the rounds on Twitter. Walking out of a massage parlor with a big grin on your face, what were you thinking?
That's not that that was about. I think that was taken out of context, just like you're taking it out of context and trying to make it a story for yourself, which is has a negative connotation to it, which I don't appreciate. It was meant to be something different than that. So the fact that it's a distraction or you're bringing it up is not something I want to be talking about.
It's not just me. I mean, the USA Today, which is pretty mainstream, says Patriots QB Tom Brady spoofs Robert Kraft with a cameo at massage parlor. So, I mean, it's not just...
I think it's this type of media atmosphere that, you know, you create. You know, the blame and shame media atmersphere that's kind of...
So just stop there for a second. There's a good one. We got one now. Blame and shame media atmosphere.
Yeah. I like it.
Let's make the shirts.
Yeah. No, seriously, yeah.
Felgren Mez.
Blaming and shaming since 2009.
The blame and shame media atmosphere.
Oh, the blame and shame media atmosphere.
I mean, that's straight out of his golf partner's, old golf partner's playbook right there. The blame and shame. It's all you people doing it.
Fake news.
The blame and shame media atmosphere. Okay, go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, he's right.
You know, the blame and shame media atmosphere that's kind of percolated for a while. I think there's a lot of things that are said that are taken out of context that, you know, you choose to make a headline of as opposed to understand what it's actually about. Have you seen it?
I've seen this. I understand the background of it, and I understand the context. Yes, I have. I've seen the context.
And that's what it was about.
No, I know that it wasn't.
Okay, so it wasn't about that, except you want to try to use something and use it as, you know, to take it out of context. Is that what you choose to do in the media?
When did you shoot it? Could you not
know?
That's
what we do try to do.
If you shot it in the last year, though, wouldn't you know that it might be construed that way?
No, it was shot on a green screen. It was agreed to a year ago. It was written 4 years ago, and I think... Again, it's unfortunate that, you know, people would choose to think I would ever do something like that about Mr. Kraft, or I think that's a very just a very bad assessment of my relationship with him. I would never do that.
Since it came out, have you explained that to him or gotten the word out?
I think everybody knows what our relationship's about. You know, for 20 years, it's nothing but love and respect. Been through a lot of tough things with him, and you know, I love him dearly. I sympathize with a lot of things that he's gone through in his life, so I empathize with, you know, a lot of people that get taken advantage of and used, and understand that that's just part of what we're living in. And
so was there a point
it's about. Was there anyone else got any questions?
That's last one. Reese, yeah, anything?
Anyone else got any questions?
Kern, anything? Anyone? You can get this maggot off of me now?
Somebody want to ask me about my old helmet?
Media atmosphere.
The blame and shame media atmosphere, exactly. God, I love that.
Look, they whiffed on it. They whiffed on it. I say they whiffed. They, meaning the Brady camp.
But Housley asked the exact right question, and he did absolutely nothing wrong. He did his job. He gave all the media a story over the weekend, asking the right questions and following up on it in the right way. Thank God for him. But he asked the pertinent question. So that's not, and Brady's right. That if the whole thing about him coming out after getting serviced to take a shot at Kraft would be taken out of context. The show's about being cloned and going to a spa to get cloned and being a better version of yourself, and there's nothing to do with happy endings. But Halsey asked him, if you shot it in the last year, aren't you aware that it would be construed that way?
Right.
And he said, no, it was shot in front of a green screen. Which is a disingenuous non-answer. Did they tell you what was going to be on the green screen?
Right. So again, look, somebody somewhere whiffed. Somebody whiffed.
Or Brady was okay with it going. Brady was just okay with it going. He knew. He knew before Friday night what that was going to look like, and he was okay with it.
Yeah. Again, and I would think that. I'm not exempting him from blame.
He just miscalculated how people would jump to that conclusion.
Well, so that's what I mean by somebody whiffed. As soon as they saw it, hell, the creator and writer, or the creator and producer of the show, even said once the Kraft thing happened that they thought, well, there's no way this thing's going to see the light of day now.
Nope, he still did it.
I mean, somebody didn't make the connection over there, whether it was Brady, people that worked for him, or both, or they didn't care.
They made the connection. How do you not make the connection? He comes out of an Asian massage parlor like...
It's disingenuous to say that.
It's one step away from the guys rolling in the golf cart with the touchdown sign going into the thing. I mean, how'd you think that was going to be?
I just have a hard time believing he would sign off on taking a shot at Kraft for that. Like, it's one thing to say, yeah, you know, go ask the owner about my contract. But another one to say the guy gets popped and pulled over at a red light.
But he's got complete deniability. It's not about that. It's about cloning. It's about cloning.
It's an easy out to have.
I when I talk about someone who's gotten in great shape and all of a sudden they have a late career resurgence, he just put in a lot of hard work. I got something caught in my throat. That was about cloning. What are you talking about? I mean, I don't know. Don't tell me that they showed up and were like, oh my God, people think that? Like, come on.
Yeah, somebody somewhere whiffed. Somebody whiffed, and I don't know what it is.
Okay. It's just a fun little piece of candy. Fun little piece of candy for gossip mongers like us. You want to weigh in? Your calls right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the very first episode, Dan, my coworker, talks about ever since he went to this spa, he's just been living his best life every day. And if the idea is that you kind of fire on all cylinders after having this treatment done, who's the example of somebody that might have done this and would be firing on all cylinders? And it was in the script the very first time I read it. As soon as I got to this passage, Tom Brady shows up. I started laughing. Oh my God, that's the perfect person to use. Even when we were talking about, well, Tom Brady won't do this. I mean, like, I highly doubt it. What are the chances we're going to actually get Tom Brady to be in our show? And there are plenty of people that could work, but nobody seemed to check every box like Tom Brady.
That's Paul Rudd explaining why Tom Brady was chosen for that scene. It makes perfect sense. I believe that totally. That it was written 4 years ago. He was approached 1 year ago. It's about cloning and being a better version of yourself as you get older. And there is no better example of someone who has gotten better and all of that. It's like Brady's like a clone of himself. Got it. Totally. 100%. I don't think that there was anything preconceived until you get in front of that green screen. And now it's described to you what that green screen is going to be. You think Brady just stood there and said, yeah, it's just going to be green when they show the show? Or what? No one asked what's going to be on the green screen? You're on the beach, Tom. You're in the Alps.
Oh, sure. Listen, there's no
yodeling.
Question.
You're skiing. No. It's asked, here's the scene. Here's what we're superimposing. You're coming out of X, okay? If you want to believe that they lied to him, you're coming out of a fancy Ritz-Carlton day spa. And then they switched it up on you for some seedy Asian spa at a strip mall. Okay, they did that. You're telling me that your people or you didn't get
a look at it before it
a
dropped.
Look at it beforehand? And
yeah,
like
no
that
question.
Part, I don't. That part, and, you can't explain away.
And for those who've watched the show, Maria Beadle, the whole that spa, that seedy spa, is central to the whole episode. It's not like some random thing. Like, that's not the only scene. It's
the arc of the whole show it's integral to, not just that episode.
So he knows he's coming out of the spa.
Yes, yes. Agreed on all of that. I mean, again, I'm not arguing that part of it. I'm just saying, like, initially I thought, did Brady do this whole thing with the antenna taking a shot at Kraft?
No.
And my answer is no.
I would say side benefit.
But the fact that it's out there, the reason Brady got as defensive as he did is because he recognized how bad it looked after the fact. So now, what happened? Why he didn't recognize it before? You think he saw
Can
it?
Can I tell you one more thing? I don't think it looks that bad.
Oh, it's a bad look for Brady, though, Mike.
You know what?
It's a bad look for Brady.
I don't mind it. I mean, you get caught in that spot, then you deserve to get made fun of. Like, what's the big deal? He's not calling him a bad person.
Yeah, but it's not something he would typically want. It's not something he's so image conscious. So image conscious. And all the other stuff that he's done to maybe tweak Belichick, or this one's a little different. This is the owner. This is someone that I think deep down he does like enough. Like, I don't I think this one hurt him. And when I say hurt him, I think that that's why he responded the way he did to Housley. He realized how much of a crappy thing it was to do. That's why he's pissed off.
I don't think it's that crappy. It's a joke. 617-779-0985.
Not to him, it's not.
Greg and Waylon. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, guys. So I don't know if anyone's really talked about this, but is there a chance that the joke is on us? Because this is a guy, Brady, right, who did the Shields MRI thing 5 months before winning the Super Bowl. So maybe this is some next level, right, Machiavellian stuff that he's pulling on us, where he takes the attention off of Kraft. He turns the spotlight onto the media, that the media is basically just creating something out of nothing. And I'll let you guys talk about it.
So to presume that, so you think that this has taken the attention off of Kraft? This has done it? Tom Brady's better off going streaking down Newbury Street on Sunday. That would take the attention off of Kraft.
No.
Not doing a scene coming out of an Asian massage parlor like, whoo, yeah. That's not how I would take the attention off of Kraft. And furthermore, you think he was acting on Saturday? I think he was legitimately pissed.
Oh, no, he was definitely legitimately pissed. And to me, that's why I say that there's something about the whole thing that went awry that he did not foresee or anticipate. And maybe it went down the way you said it did. I don't know how it went down. All I know is somebody effed up.
It's impossible for me to believe that they did not know he'd be walking out of the Happy Top Asian spa in the strip center with that look on his face. I mean, there's just no way. They knew.
You have to believe that at some point they either played it for him or gave him the details, or they didn't ask questions and didn't ask to look at it. Either way, it's on them.
Is it possible they just didn't assume that it would be so easy to take out of context? I mean, how do you not?
I mean,
do you have a brain?
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that. It's the first thing that everyone did.
Which again, which how indignant he was. It's like, Tom, you're surprised that people do that? Or the media, at least? Us weasels?
Oh, listen, that's the oldest trick in the book.
Didn't
blame
take
the
that
media.
Chance? Of course we took that leap. Oh, who wouldn't?
I mean, there's so many ways to go with that thing in terms of, Tom, you're blaming the wrong people. Either you ignored it and you didn't put two and two together, or the people that worked for you ignored it and didn't put two and two together, or you did it on purpose, or what? Like, so that part, him going off on the media to me, like, that one is sort of like the easiest thing in the world to do. Like, let me blame someone else for how this went down.
Casey and Taunton. Yes, Casey.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I was just wondering, it's obviously a horrible look. Do you think that it's possible that he might have been bound by a contract to film what he filmed and going forward, like, had to deal with the consequences? Like, just your thoughts on that.
Like, he did it, found out exactly what it was, and then couldn't back out.
Correct.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I doubt it, but maybe.
I have a hard time believing that.
Because if Brady, I mean, let's just say he's, you know, contracts are contracts. They're made to be broken, so let's just say there is a contract. Once you shoot it and you sign it, sign the waiver, blah, 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 it's got to air. Well, what if Brady then, you know, finally puts it all together? Oh, yeah, I'm walking out of an Asian spa. Yeah, the insinuation here in that scene is that, you know, I just did what the owners, got arrested for down in Florida. I don't want you to run it. I know what the contract says, but you better not run this.
Hey, send a cease and desist.
Well, they would have accommodated his request.
Do you think Netflix and Paul Rudd, these people would blow up their spot with
no,
Brady?
No way.
They would have adhered his wishes.
They would have accommodated him. Absolutely, they would have accommodated him. And, like, you know, if you want to even dig deeper, Ryan, I'd say dig deeper. Like, Brady's made how much? And his wife's made, how much did he get for this thing? Was it even worth it?
Well, not money-wise. I mean, I'm sure he got paid well, but it's about growing his brand and his reach and all that. Because everyone's got to be a crossover star now. You know?
I know, because the reach isn't enough now?
No, you just can't be a football player. You just can't. These NBA guys, they don't want to be known just for being a great basketball player. And Brady's, no, it's got to be much more than football now.
So this is sort of my point. Like, you know, you had to do a 10, 15-second cameo or however long the thing is, and I didn't time it 30, whatever it was. But given everything that's come out of it, was it really worth it? Was it necessary?
Maybe he's second-guessing it now. But again, I just go back to...
It was worth it for the TV show, I'll tell you that.
It's impossible for me to believe that he didn't know what was going to be in that scene and how it was going to be read. It's just that strains incredulity. If that's
strains credibility.
Strains credibility. Right. Thank you. It's strains credibility. I mean, I wasn't born yesterday, and neither were you. So they knew what the scene was going to be, and you had to know how that clip was going to be portrayed. And he still went ahead with it. So that, to me, is the crux of the matter. Big deal or not, I don't know. Taking a shot at the owner or not, I think maybe. And I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's something that's worth taking a shot. I mean, everyone's taking a shot at it. Every late-night talk show host, every comedian, every talk radio, it's what you – that's, you know.
Yeah, but do you think it's a big deal to him?
Yeah, in the moment.
To Robert Kraft?
Both.
Robert for sure, because Robert is clearly – can't deal with the thing.
But Mike, if it wasn't a big deal to Brady, he wouldn't have reacted the way he acted over the weekend.
Sure. Yeah. So there was a miscalculation there, maybe on his part. Right, maybe.
Maddie got caught. So he's either pleading ignorance or he's just a complete moron and thinking that people wouldn't have the reaction that they had.
Or it's just an extension of the Jim Gray thing. I'm not going to say it. I'm actually going to plead, you know, ignorance or indignance over this thing. Again, don't know if that's a word, but you all can ask it. You all can say it. It's out there. But if you ask me, nothing but love and respect, not my intention. And I love my teammates. It's all about the team. But Jim Gray's asking about, well, look at what you're surrounded by. And that's, it's just sort of an extension of that. He's not going to take ownership of anything. I don't know. It is kind of interesting, though. We'll get to some of the action from over the weekend as well, mixing in with your Brady calls after Murray's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Watson backs the throw. He's got time. Steps up in the pocket. Wheels it deep downfield, and it's bobbled, and it's incomplete. And they're going to say, what do we got? We have an interception by the Colts. Interception by the Colts. Kiki Cutie bobbled it, and then the ball tipped up in the air. Intercepted by Indianapolis, and it's Darius Leonard. Leonard comes up with a tip drill. The Maniac with the interception. The second INT of the ball game for the Colts, and that should do it.
Few league thoughts after we or before we get back to your phones. Two big AFC results of note. Indy beats Houston at home. Baltimore walks into Seattle and thumps the Seahawks. Which team are you taking more seriously, Maz? I'll start with you.
I mean, can I say both? Can I put them both on the same level?
You can get off the fence. Boom.
You just do whatever you want to do with that question.
I'll tell you what, I'm going with Indy. I'll go with Indy over Baltimore, ultimately, because I think they're better coached, and I think they have a little bit more of a traditional guy at quarterback, someone who can pass from the pocket. I still doubt that with Lamar Jackson. But, you know, going into the week, I thought both of those teams were going to be ones that you know, could come in here for the AFC Championship game. Baltimore, I think, has the pedigree of having beaten you here. But Indianapolis is the best story in the league this year, if you ask me.
Good story, but it's Baltimore for me. I said it during the week with you guys. Them going into Seattle, beating Seattle, who I looked at as maybe the best team in that conference, I thought would go a long way in regard to legitimizing that team. They did that. And granted, Seattle gifted them 14 points on two defensive touchdowns. But Lamar Jackson, in that second half, if you watched it like I did, he took over that game. They look like they could be problematic. And if at the very least... Now that they go into a bye, feeling good. It's a hell of a win for them. That game a couple of weeks from now, Monday night, is going to be awesome. Like, going into that, there's real buzz. That's going to be a tough game, I think, for the Pats. So, yeah, I think they're a big threat right now, or at least a legitimate threat in the AFC.
So I'm Colts. I have big doubts about Lamar Jackson. I can smell it coming. An injury, maybe, first and foremost. But just the way he plays. You know, he's a absolutely devastating runner. No question about it. And he's got a hose, man. You know, he can air it out. And though some of those deep balls are great on the run, flick of the wrist, you know, 40 yards down the field, all of that. I saw and continue to see a lot of little short stuff where he's drilling it into the ground. He doesn't set his feet. He's throwing it sidearm.
He got let down with some drops yesterday, too, though. A tight end, I think that was four alone.
Well, he had at least a couple that I saw.
The Andrews kid. But I don't know. I thought some of those. I think if you get the hell back on Lamar, get back. Don't give him the deep ball over the top and contain him in the pocket. Give him the pocket and give him short to intermediate stuff. Can he work his way down the field? I don't see it. I don't see it. I think the Pats are going to expose him. And so what this whole conversation is, as we started a week or two ago, who will earn the right to come here to Foxborough in the AFC title game and allow the Patriots to wipe their behind with? And that's it. So I think Kansas City is not going to make it through. You will be wiping your ass with another team. Who will it be? And I thought Indy is the team because I you know, really coaching. Well, coach quarterback if you want to do it. And maybe you can help me with the defense, Mass. Who has a better defense, Colts or Ravens?
Ooh, right now I'd say Indianapolis.
That's what I think, too.
I mean, I think the Colts defense is a little overrated. Now, we'll see how it shakes out after they got Peters. But Indianapolis went into Kansas City and basically shut them down. Indianapolis at home, indoors, against Houston, you know, really, I want to say, bottled them up in the red zone at the very least.
So the Ravens defense is overrated.
Yeah, what'd I say?
Colts.
I think you said Colts.
Oh, yeah. No. Ravens defense is overrated.
It has that reputation of, yeah, you know, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed back there and all of that, and it's not the same team.
No. I think Indy's defense might be better. Yeah, I think there's a real chance of that.
I like Jacoby Brissett better than Lamar Jackson. I do. And I sure as hell like Frank Reich more than Bill O'Brien. So that's it. You know, those are my three pillars, coach, quarterback, defense. And I think Indy, you can make the case, has a better defense. Close.
Yeah.
I think they have a better offensive line. I think they have a better coach. I think they've got a whole better operation. I do not believe in Bill O'Brien. I don't believe in Deshaun. And now I'm talking Houston as well. But you put all those teams together. I just like the Colts the best out of that group.
I mean, the best thing that ever happened to Indy was Josh McDaniels walking out the door. In retrospect, you look at that whole thing with the job that Reich has done there. I mean, I thought there was that game was the pivotal one in the AFC, obviously, over the weekend because Baltimore played out of conference. So to me, the way that thing turned, you know, I still have a thing where I think the Ravens are one of the few organizations that come in here and win because the coach doesn't care.
Yeah, so the coach I'll give.
But Reich might have that.
The thing is, I just, the way they play, that running quarterback, I mean, that pure, the Michael Vick guy, I just...
There's not a lot of sustainability to it, at least once you get to the postseason, so I can see your argument there. But I've kind of looked at them as like, I don't got to really worry about Baltimore. For them to go into Seattle and beat that Seahawks team with Russell Wilson, who at right this moment would probably be the MVP of the league, like, that was really impressive. And he was awesome in the second half.
I mean, that touchdown that put him up 20-13, that drive, that was all him. That drive was all him.
How much was it running? Was
a lot, most
a lot.
Of it.
Was this where he ran on 3rd and 17 and then ran on 4th and
correct.
2 for the score?
Yeah.
They had the field goal team out, called
correct.
The timeout. So it was just him running around.
Yes, and then even on the next possession when they were going the other way, because that was at the end of the third, I think. In the fourth quarter, it was still the same thing. It was mostly with his legs.
Just running around.
He is a brutally hard guy to defend, though.
I don't think so.
He's different.
See, that's just it.
I think he's different than your typical runner, though.
It's a different level of speed is what he has.
So? I mean, it's tons of fast guys out there.
So the Patriots will look. The Patriots will defend him better.
All it takes is smarts.
Yeah, there's no question about it. The Patriots will defend him better. So can he beat the Patriots? I don't know. But they could absolutely be the team that's here. They could be the team. I mean, honestly, I think it's one of those two. Like, Houston's out. Kansas City, to me, who knows, the hell knows what their kind of shape they're going to be in, especially with Mahomes' injury and everything else, and they don't have the defense. Hell, if Kansas City had to play one of those teams on the road, I'm not sure Kansas City wins.
This is what I'm talking about. I don't think it's going to be Kansas City at the end. It's going to be one of these teams. And I got the Colts. All right, mix it in. Mix it in with our conversation of Tom Brady's visit to the Top Happy Spa. Right back to you after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Matt.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stop it.
It's not just me. I mean, the USA Today, which pretty mainstream, says Patriots QB Tom Brady spoofs Robert Kraft with a cameo at massage parlor. So, I mean, it's not just...
I think it's this type of media atmosphere that, you know, you create, you know, the blame and shame media atmosphere that's kind of percolated for a while. I think there's a lot of things that are said that are taken out of context that, you know, you choose to make a headline of as opposed to understand what it's actually about. Have you seen it?
I've seen this. I understand the background of it, and I understand the context. Yes, I have.
You see
that? I've seen the context.
And that's what it was about?
No, I know that it wasn't.
Okay, so it wasn't about that, except you want to try to use something and use it as, you know, to take it out of context. Is that what you choose to do in the media?
When did you shoot it? Could you not
know? That's what we do try to do.
If you shot it in the last year, though, wouldn't you know that it might be construed that way?
No, it was shot on a green screen. It was agreed to a year ago. It was written 4 years ago. And I think, again, it's unfortunate that, you know, people would choose to think I would ever do something like that about Mr. Kraft. Or I think that's a very bad assessment of my relationship with him. I would never do that.
A good exchange right there.
Like, you know, the more you hear it, too, I'm sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
He tries to put the heat on the media, obviously. And it's like, are you kidding me?
What do you think people were going to do with that scene?
Exactly. Right. So, again, and to me, again, there's one which is the intent, like his decision to do it and what the scene was. But the other part of it is, you're going to blame people for interpreting it the way they interpreted it? The national morning shows were talking about it, for crying out loud. The Today Show, for example. Like, everybody was saying the same thing. It appears like a shot at Robert. So everybody in the media is an idiot. Or is the idiots the people that didn't make the connection and allowed it to air? Like, that's the part that I look at and say, you can't possibly blame people for making that connection.
Right. All anyone did was apply common sense to when they actually saw that scene. Well, you're taking it out of context. No, you're twisting it around. It's blame and shame. Like, oh, come on.
Well, it is. But when you when you film a scene coming out of a strip mall Asian massage parlor with that look on your face, to Maz's point, what do you think people are going to do?
Yeah, it's the lecture that should piss you off.
You know, you have to know how that's going to be played.
Yeah, I have no idea what the hell happened there.
Never mind how your owner feels about it, who is, you know, all twisted up about the whole thing. I mean, Robert doesn't laugh it off. He, you know, he hired Jeffrey Epstein's legal team, for crying out loud, over a freaking massage. So, Kraft can't deal with the thing.
After Antonio Brown took his shot on Twitter after he was released, Adam Schefter, who definitely heard it, I think probably from Kraft or someone, you know, high up on the team, said, like, he vaporized the bridge. Like, it would, over his dead body, would he get that money? So, of course, it still pisses him off. He didn't want to hear anything about this.
So for the owner to be that sensitive over that thing, and then Brady to film the scene and think no one's going to draw the conclusion? I mean, you've got to, no. Please.
He's so far off base there, it's not even funny. And I wonder, I don't know, like, I was thinking about this during the break, too. Maybe that Kraft was pissed and Brady didn't expect him to be pissed. And that's why Brady then launched on the media. I don't know. I'm thinking out loud. I can't tell you what it was. All I know is somebody on Brady's side made a colossal mistake. Whether it was Brady, the people he works for that knew about it and let it air, or you know, guessed that nobody would draw the connection. How could you everybody drew the connection.
Or he was just okay with it and he decided to go attack the media the next day because that's always the easiest thing to do. But he knew what he was doing. He knew it was coming. That's a possibility too. How could he not know, Mass? They told him what was on the green screen.
Yeah.
I mean, and Housley does a good job. Well, yes, that is taken out of context, Tom, but if you've filmed this after the arrest, you have to know how that's being construed. And he said, well, no, it was filmed on a green screen, which is only half the answer and disingenuous. Well, they didn't tell you what was going to be on the green screen?
Yeah, well, but Brady's either blissfully ignorant, naive, or just, you know, in denial. I don't know which one it is. I can't get in the guy's head. So I'm not telling you which one it is. All I know is for him to sit there and lecture people about their inability to, you know, to keep it in context. Everybody thought the same thing when we watched it. Every single one of us.
Dan in Boston, your thoughts.
My wife, who couldn't give two poops about football, watched that with me and was like, wow, I guess Brady doesn't like Kraft anymore, or something like that. And I was like, yeah, that's pretty much a shot. And I've heard rumors that maybe he thought it was going to air after this season, and maybe he thinks he's done and wouldn't care because he'd be gone.
Huh. So, well, that's interesting. I mean, that's possible. And he's agitated it came out now when he thought he'd be free and clear. He'd be LA Charger by now or so whatever. I'm just, you know, saying that for effect. Maybe. You just can't tell me that he didn't know what was on that green screen and how people would view it. You just can't say that to me with a straight face. Paul in Quincy. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Paul. What do you got?
Just a quick backup. Several years ago, I was actually in the room with Brady's people at the time, and I know they've changed, when one of my clients was trying to get him to do a spot. And not for nothing, it was like you were trying to go through an FBI clearance. They wanted to know everyone on the masthead of the company. They wanted to see all the charitable donations. They wanted to make sure he wasn't going to get hooked up with some someone who was donating to like some crazy, you know, crazy political whatever.
Yep.
So one of two things has happened. He either has new people or someone that should have been looking out for his interest dropped the ball.
So, Paul, thanks for the call. So he has new people, and let's say they're incompetent. They're not that incompetent. There's it's a green screen, okay? So something's being imposed on the green screen. Did they not tell him? Did he not ask? Did no one on his team ask? I'm just out of curiosity, what's on the green screen? Of course they did. You can't. There is no incompetence that rises to that level. There's no way you're going to stand in front of a green screen and not ask, what am I being? That's the whole point of the thing, because you can't go to the exact location, so they have to superimpose the location. They also have to describe the scene to you. Here's the scene. You're walking out of this and getting into a car. Here's the story of the whole show, because you just need to get in character and blah, blah, blah. So they told him. He knew.
Yeah. But so the producer could have duped him in saying, you know, they give the synopsis, but say, hey, it's an Asian restaurant or it's a different kind of spa, not one of these kind of spas. But even if that's the case, you can't tell me that your team or you didn't ask at some point, like, hey, I want to see this before you actually air it.
I agree.
And that's the part where he can't plead ignorance.
Yeah. So that's the thing, is even if they said to him, look, you're coming out of this clinic that's really a cloning facility, but it doubles as a, you know, as a spa. And okay, like, I don't know, maybe no one ever used the word massage, and they just didn't put it together. They had to see it.
So I'm sort of splitting.
They had to see it.
I'm sort of splitting hairs here a little bit, because I don't think it was premeditated. I don't think it was the intent of the scene. I don't think it was the intent of Brady. But it was a condition of it, and I think at the end Brady was okay with it, because he's in this place where he's like, I'm done tiptoeing around this whole thing. You know, as Gasper has said, and the Brady Boohoo crew has said, Kern and Gasper maintained very much so that Brady's getting a little tired, if not completely tired, of the whole thing, which is, I'm not going to make excuses for the people you put around me. I'm not going to make excuses for the owner. I'm not going to make excuses for the salary. Go ask him. And I'm just sort of in a place now. And so I want to do this show. This is how it might be perceived, but that ain't my problem. I'm done tiptoeing around you guys. And so he just let it go. And maybe he miscalculated how badly people would tie two and two together, or he miscalculated the blowback, or he just decided to act pissed off to the media, because that's an easy way to get people on your side, because everyone hates the media. But that's what I think happened. Do not tell me he was ignorant to what was on that green screen or how it would be perceived. Do not tell me that.
Yeah, I just, again, if it were Belichick, I'd have an easier time believing that the whole thing was kind of like, eh, screw him. I just have a hard time that that sentiment, oh, it's Robert's problem. I just don't think he'd do that to Kraft.
Okay, well,
I don't.
We continue to discuss this, the NFL weekend. Oh, tonight's game. We'll give you a few thoughts on that as well, coming right up after Murray's 90-second update, no commercial.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.